In today's dynamic and interconnected work environments, effective communication is more crucial than ever. While clarity, professionalism, and precision often dominate discussions around workplace communication, the strategic use of humor has emerged as a powerful tool that can enhance interpersonal relations, foster collaboration, and even drive productivity. However, the application of humor in professional settings must be approached with care and intentionality. This article explores the multifaceted role humor can play in professional communication, the benefits and potential pitfalls, and best practices for its use. The psychology of humor, why it matters. Humor is a complex psychological phenomenon that can serve as a bridge between individuals, fostering a sense of camaraderie and shared understanding. From a psychological perspective, humor functions as a social lubricant, reducing tension, building trust, and creating a positive atmosphere. Laughter triggers the release of endorphins, the body's natural feel-good chemicals, which can help alleviate stress and create a more relaxed and open environment. In a professional context, this can lead to more effective communication, as people are more likely to engage openly and creatively when they feel at ease. Moreover, humor can break down hierarchical barriers in the workplace. When leaders use humor appropriately, it can humanize them in the eyes of their employees, making them more approachable and relatable. This can foster a culture of open communication where employees feel comfortable sharing ideas and concerns. However, it's essential to recognize that humor is subjective, and what one person finds funny, another may find offensive or inappropriate. Understanding the psychological and cultural nuances of humor is therefore critical to its effective use in professional communication. Benefits of humor in professional communication. Enhancing team dynamics. Humor can significantly enhance team dynamics by promoting bonding and cohesion among team members. When used appropriately, it can help to diffuse tensions during stressful projects, making it easier for teams to navigate challenges. A well-timed joke or light-hearted comment can alleviate pressure, allowing team members to refocus on the task at hand with renewed energy. Furthermore, humor can serve as a unifying force, creating a sense of belonging and shared purpose among team members. This is particularly important in diverse teams where members may come from different cultural backgrounds. Humor can serve as a common ground that bridges these differences. Boosting creativity and innovation. Creativity thrives in environments where people feel safe to express themselves without fear of judgment. Humor can play a crucial role in creating such an environment by encouraging a mindset that embraces spontaneity and out-of-the-box thinking. When team members engage in light-hearted banter, it can stimulate creative thinking by allowing them to approach problems from different angles. Additionally, humor can help to diffuse the fear of failure, which is often a significant barrier to creativity. When people feel that it's okay to make mistakes and laugh at them, they are more likely to take risks and propose innovative solutions. Enhancing persuasion and influence. Humor can also be a powerful tool for persuasion and influence. In negotiations or presentations, a speaker who effectively uses humor can capture the audience's attention, making the message more memorable and impactful. Humor can also make complex or dry topics more engaging, helping to convey information in a way that is both accessible and enjoyable. Furthermore, when used appropriately, humor can disarm resistance and open the door to more productive discussions. For instance, in difficult conversations, a touch of humor can soften the delivery of critical feedback, making it more palatable and easier to accept. Improving employee well-being. Workplace stress is a significant issue that can lead to burnout, decreased productivity, and higher turnover rates. Humor, by promoting a positive work environment, can play a vital role in mitigating stress and improving employee well-being. Laughter and humor can serve as natural stress relievers, helping employees to cope with demanding workloads and tight deadlines. A workplace that encourages humor and light-hearted interactions is likely to be more enjoyable, leading to higher job satisfaction and employee morale. In turn, this can reduce absenteeism and increase retention, as employees are more likely to stay in a workplace where they feel happy and valued. Potential pitfalls of humor in the workplace. Misinterpretation and offense. Despite its many benefits, humor in the workplace can be a double-edged sword. One of the primary risks is the potential for misinterpretation. Humor is inherently subjective, and what one person finds amusing, another may find offensive or inappropriate. This risk is heightened in diverse workplaces where cultural differences can influence how humor is perceived. For instance, a joke that relies on cultural references or stereotypes may be well received by some but could alienate or offend others. Misjudging the appropriateness of humor can lead to misunderstandings, hurt feelings, or even damage professional relationships. Undermining professionalism. Another potential pitfall is the risk of undermining professionalism. While humor can make communication more engaging, overuse or poorly timed jokes can detract from the seriousness of a situation. For instance, using humor during critical discussions or in response to serious issues can be perceived as dismissive or insensitive. Additionally, excessive joking or inappropriate humor can erode the respect that colleagues or subordinates have for a leader, making it more challenging to maintain authority and control. Therefore, it's crucial to strike a balance between being approachable and maintaining the professionalism that is expected in the workplace. Creating an uncomfortable environment. In some cases, humor can create an uncomfortable or hostile work environment, especially if it crosses the line into inappropriate or discriminatory territory. Jokes that are based on race, gender, sexual orientation, or other personal attributes can be harmful and may constitute harassment. Even if the intent is not malicious, such humor can contribute to a toxic work environment, leading to decreased morale, legal issues, and reputational damage. It is essential for organizations to establish clear guidelines on acceptable behavior and to foster a culture of respect where everyone feels safe and valued. Best practices for using humor in professional communication. Know your audience. One of the most important factors in the successful use of humor is understanding your audience. Humor should be tailored to the preferences, sensitivities, and cultural backgrounds of those you are communicating with. In diverse workplaces, it's essential to be mindful of the cultural differences that can influence how humor is perceived. When in doubt, it's better to err on the side of caution and choose humor that is universally relatable and inoffensive. Additionally, it's important to be aware of the context in which humor is being used. A joke that is appropriate in a casual team meeting may not be suitable in a formal presentation or during a critical negotiation. Use self-deprecating humor wisely. Self-deprecating humor, where you make light of your own shortcomings or mistakes, can be an effective way to appear humble and relatable. It can help to build rapport with colleagues and diffuse tension in difficult situations. However, it's important to use this type of humor judiciously. Overusing self-deprecating humor can lead others to perceive you as lacking confidence or competence. Moreover, in leadership positions, excessive self-deprecation can undermine your authority. The key is to strike a balance. Use self-deprecating humor to show that you don't take yourself too seriously, but not to the extent that it diminishes your professional image. Timing and delivery are key. The effectiveness of humor often hinges on timing and delivery. Even the funniest joke can fall flat if delivered at the wrong time or in the wrong tone. Effective use of humor requires a keen sense of timing, knowing when a situation calls for levity and when it's best to remain serious. Additionally, the way humor is delivered through tone of voice, facial expressions, and body language can significantly impact how it is received. A light-hearted tone and a smile can signal that a comment is meant to be humorous, helping to prevent misinterpretation. On the other hand, a deadpan delivery or sarcastic tone can be easily misunderstood, leading to awkwardness or offense. Keep it inclusive and positive. Humor should always aim to include, not exclude. Avoid humor that targets specific individuals, groups, or sensitive topics. Instead, focus on humor that is positive and uplifting, such as playful banter, puns, or observational humor that everyone can relate to. Inclusive humor fosters a sense of belonging and camaraderie, helping to strengthen team bonds. Moreover, positive humor, which makes people feel good without being at the expense of others, is more likely to be well received and to contribute to a positive work environment. Align humor with organizational culture. Finally, it's important to align your use of humor with the organizational culture. Every workplace has its own norms and expectations around communication, and humor should reflect and reinforce these. In some organizations, a more formal and reserved approach to communication may be the norm, while others may encourage a more relaxed and playful atmosphere. Understanding the cultural context of your workplace will help you to use humor in a way that is appropriate and effective. If you're new to an organization, take the time to observe how others use humor and follow their lead until you get a better sense of what is acceptable. Conclusion. Humor, when used strategically and thoughtfully, can be a powerful tool in professional communication. It has the potential to enhance team dynamics, boost creativity, and improve employee well-being, all while making the workplace a more enjoyable and engaging place to be. However, it is not without its risks. Misjudged humor can lead to misunderstandings, offend colleagues, and undermine professionalism. Therefore, the key to using humor effectively lies in understanding your audience, timing your humor appropriately, and ensuring that it aligns with the broader organizational culture. By following these best practices, you can harness the power of humor to enhance your professional communication and contribute to a positive, productive work environment.